It's 8:56 and 51 degrees. Time to check on the commodity markets this morning. We bring in Ellen Dearden with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, kind of a gloomy day outside today. Are the markets brightening things up at all?
No, not very much. On the corn side of things, we're down a penny to two. We're just really struggling in the market ahead of this tomorrow at 11 o'clock report on grain stocks as well as prospective planning. I think it is important to keep in mind that the grain stocks are actual numbers, actual counted bushels that reflect demand for the first half of the marketing year for corn and soybeans, whereas the prospective plantings are just people's ideas about what, as of March 1, they thought they might plant. Even though all the headlines probably will come out first on prospective plantings, the grain stocks may be the more important of the two reports. This afternoon, too, we do have a hogs and pigs report coming out that's expected to show an expansion of the hog herd. Let's start with the meats this morning. Both the cattle and the feeder cattle are down slightly after really strong markets yesterday, with the April live cattle at 120.60 down 75, and the April feeders at 133.65, also 75 lower. Keep in mind that the March feeders go off the board today. On the hog side of things, April struggling a little bit, down 32 cents at 64.97, while May is slightly higher. Moving back to the grains, we see that the corn market continues to work towards that 353 on the May, and that's where March went off the board or traded down to in the very last trading days. The new crop December at 380 and a half is down a penny and a half. On the bean side of things, we're down 7 cents to a nickel, with the May beans at 962 and a quarter down 6 3/4, while the November 6 cents lower at 962. On the wheat side of things, heavy rains, sometimes 2 to 5 inches of rain, have fallen in the driest areas of the U.S. Southwest. So the wheat market's under pressure, down about 4 cents in the wheat this morning. Meal market's trying to hold steady while the bean oil lost ground with the palm oil lower overnight. The outside markets have been interesting this week, where the crude oil took out last week's high yesterday in late trade, and we're up another 30 cents this morning with the May crude at 49.81, while the dollar index is trading right around par. Now, again, that's a bounce from recent lows that we put in. The market is on kind of a wait-and-see attitude, but the overall bias is negative despite good export bookings and also a China bean buy this morning. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you very much, Ellen. We appreciate that update on this Thursday morning. Cloudy skies with rain, possibly a thunderstorm in the forecast today, a high of 68. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.